is January 16th. Welcome to another episode of Hold My Whistle. I'm Paulo.
I'm Josh.
Guess who's back? Andrade.
That's
Guess
right.
Guess who's back?
Sean's
back
gone.
Again.
Oscar's back.
I'm sitting in this chair and it needs a little bit of tightening.
Oh, yeah. It's Sean's chair. Wait. It's Sean's chair.
Don't jab Sean because he put on a little bit of hunting weight.
Let's just say it's a bit rocky.
It's not used to your narrow ass.
And it has no springs.
Oh, man. Yeah, Sean is in Oklahoma with Tony hunting. Having a great day. First day of hunting today. They limited on, what kind of geese did?
Well, they got
three types of bird specs.
Well, they got, what was nice in that first morning hunt, they got some widgeon, so some ducks. They got a lot of snow geese. And then it looked like they had four or five specks in that first group. And then at the night hunt, it looked like it was all ducks. Looks like some redheads in there, some widgeons, and then they got some greenies, which are that's a drake mallard, the male mallard. And look, two of them look pretty darn big, and hopefully it's big enough for Tony to mount, because I know he wanted to mount a greenie.
I am super jealous now that I've got the bug, and Sean and Tony are going on, like, something you hope for, like, in your life, that you could go hunting every other weekend out of state and do this or that. It's pretty cool.
Well, I know. That's my dream when I retire. The problem is Sean's not retired.
Uh-uh.
He's had to take a second job just to pay for his hunting trips.
Little fun page.
Right. But, Sean's gone, so we got the boys in town. I'm excited to have some old-time friends sitting down in the garage with me. But how's everyone's weekend? Josh is back from winning a fantasy football league.
Yes, I did win, finally.
This show has had three champions. Sean has won our coaches league. You won the Ross Patterson league, and we brought Steven, who won my random little coworker league.
Kind of like a JV league.
But
he, your sidekick?
He pretty much.
Sean was jelly.
Pretty solid guy, though. I give it up to Steven Lowne. He had some pretty solid stats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and hey, I was in
three.
I was in two Super Bowls and finished third in another.
Yeah. So we got this show. Like I'm saying, what to do and what not to do. Probably one of the best podcasts out there.
I will say when we do our fantasy football episode next year, I think it's going to hold a lot more weight to people.
I think so,
for sure.
And
hopefully,
yes.
I'm not holding this much weight physically.
Well,
physically,
if I was
you might want to throw some wagers out there for that.
If I was a betting man, yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
I know. I was just trying to take my exercise.
Well, looks like shit and smells like shit.
It must be shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to put it out here now. I'm going to call it now, and I hate to say it.
Damn. Prediction.
Oscar's in the playoffs in our coaching.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
I'm saying it. He went from, like, second to last year, or third to last, to finishing fifth, I think, or sixth, something like that.
I kid you not. I did probably 5 minutes of, like, research before, and it helped.
At least you did research.
If you do like an hour's worth of research next year, because that's about all I do before draft day is an hour. Or like when we go on vacation to the wherever we go tropical.
Yeah.
I always buy a fantasy football magazine and I read it on the plane, and I highlight, and whether I look at it again, probably not. But it's like taking notes in school. If you write it down, you'll probably remember it.
Yeah.
That's about all the research I do, and then I check all the injuries the day of the draft.
So what magazine do you actually get, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Do you go by the cover?
I go by the cover, and then I go by how many cheat sheets it has inside, because I like cheat sheets, and it's got to have PPR.
So what I want you to do, and maybe a couple of, I think we're all
Should we make a Hold My Whistle cheat sheet?
We're gonna make mock drafts.
I think we should.
And we'll make our own little...
And I also like the magazine has to have the rookies to draft.
Okay.
No, rookies you should draft, and then sleepers and busts. I like to read those.
Okay.
So that's just me. And I know it's paper, but I'm kind of an old soul that way. But I do, to answer your question, the Mike Singletary signed jersey is hanging in the coach's office.
Oh, you have it already.
I got it.
Dude, it's a Hall of Fame jersey.
It's the HOF.
It's a retro orange on blue.
Yeah.
And
nice.
In the orange office, in the pirate office.
And it says Mike Singletary, number 50, and then he wrote HOF 98.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty legit.
Certificate
man.
Of authenticity.
And the shadow box. It's not just a jersey.
Well, I bought the shadow box.
Oh, did you?
Amazon, 2-day shipping, Prime.
Oh,
$38.
You know, like, seriously, they don't need no plugs.
Get your sleeves.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paulo.
Yeah, I could put
sleeves.
Come on, get it out of the way.
HMW40.
It'll come back again.
I know.
I'm going to work on a new one, okay? Don't worry.
I heard they were making ball warmers, though.
Ball warmers?
Yeah, like cock ring with balls, so just your wiener sticks out.
Did you have a lot of sexual toys, don't you?
No, I don't.
You use the shop at those kind of stores.
You're trying to out me here. No, I'm not. Never done that.
You know your research though with that kind of.
Oh, like, I do. I dabble in the biz. You know, I was amateur porn for a while.
I've grown up with Josh.
I'm joking. I kid.
I've grown up with Josh. He likes to hear himself talk.
Yep. Correct.
You're a good listener, Oscar.
Hey, I'm a good friend.
All right. So now that fantasy is over, we got Josh winning. Oscar, you just came back from Boston.
I did. I had a great time. We were there for a week, visiting some friends. We did all the tourist history stuff. It was great. I learned a lot.
Sam Adams.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't. Some of the stuff I didn't learn in school because I wasn't paying attention. But you know, I learned it. Never too old to learn. We did. Went to a Boston Celtic game. That was really
nice.
But I heard Kyrie didn't play.
He did not play.
Fuck.
No. So they were playing. They were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it was kind of a dog shit game. They got their ass kicked, but my buddy Jay, who took us to the game, we started doing prop bets like on the side.
Oh, nice.
Like just within ourselves. Like yeah. we're at the bar, and things like, okay, you know, who in 3 minutes is the score going to be even or odd? So we throw some money down and be like, all right, who's going to is the first point coming off the first basket coming off of a timeout, three or in the key, or an outside shot? So we just start playing. Funny money is, I mean,
and that's cool.
Dollar, $2 here.
Are Boston bars like what they're made out to be? They're gangster.
They're dope.
Oh yeah, I tell you what, they love their teams.
That
they
too.
Love and rep their teams, man. And when it's game day, they're all about it, and it's great.
So I heard Boston was like super segregated city. Were you in the white area?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also hear there's like a broke white area too.
No, true. But I
Southie.
Yeah, South. Yeah, Southie. That's like Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. The boxer, that movie.
Yeah. But you weren't in Southie.
No. So uptown.
High class pinky up, son.
You know, talking about the Boston fans, though, I just saw like an Instagram with Richard Jefferson. I don't know if it was on Bleacher Report or whatever, but he's in the early. He's got his suit on. He's like, oh, okay, Boston fans. He's like, hey, I got a couple things to say about you Boston fans. He goes, one, best fans in the world. Best friends in the world. You guys are great. He goes, but I'm 4-0 against you guys in the playoffs.
Oh, damn.
Just talking shit like that, though. That's kind of like the Boston thing, though.
Right.
You got to be able to chop it up, right?
Athletes. Edelman was there, so they panned over to him sitting down the courtside, and the crowd went nuts.
Where were your guys' seats?
So there were club seats. The guy that took us, Jay, he's a season ticket holder that shares it with three other people, and it was his turn, so we got really good seats. You get a separate entrance. You get a nice bar.
And this is all the new Garden, right?
Yeah, it's great, man. It's a cool building.
Badass.
It's badass.
How's it compare to Staples?
You know, just given the history of the Celtics, when you walk in, you feel it, and it's just all around you. So I would say it's tough to say because
you're a Lakers Staples fan,
right? Staples doesn't really feel like the Forum to me. You know, like when you go to the Forum, you remember all that history and all those games and championships and whatnot. I know we had some at Staples, but it's just so new.
But you feel like when you walk in the Forum, you hear Chick Hearn talking
to you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't know who Chick Hearn is, you suck.
Totally. No, but, you know, respect this Boston. I mean, they're a great tradition, great franchise, and it was fun.
Excellent.
I'm a basketball fan. I don't hate, you know. I mean, we're
And I also saw you got to drive a ship.
I did.
You were
on the water?
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party, man. We did that gig, too. Yeah,
El Capitan.
El Capitan.
Yeah.
Threw some tea over in the water.
Yeah.
Is that a thing or no. Like a tour?
A tour, man.
A tour, that's what I'm saying.
It's a 3-hour tour.
Fucking Gilligan.
Went to Maine.
Okay.
Portland, Maine. Great seafood there.
Oh, yeah. Oysters, you have lobster.
Lobster, oysters,
crab
sandwiches, the rolls, whatever they call them.
Oh, yeah.
That
shit's the baller. Crab. I almost want to go to the East Coast just for like the lobster rolls and the crab.
Oh, yeah.
It's just stuff with butter, right?
Oh, yeah.
And mayo.
But shit, dude, I mean, Maine lobster is the best. People have that shit freeze-dried and shipped out here from Maine.
And the clam chowder is legit.
The best, right?
It's like soup. It's not like thick, like the white, you know, soupy.
It's a little more thinner.
Yep. Oh, it's so good.
And you get big chunks of clam, right?
Yeah, big
clam.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong, like, I'm sure it's legit out there. Like, for me, I've always had the Monterey stuff. It's pretty legit, but sometimes it's really, like you were saying, thick.
Well, it's like Splash Cafe in Pismo. That's probably the best around here, but it's pretty thick still.
Yeah. Are you getting confused with chunky soup?
Fucking Donovan McNabb.
Terrell Davis?
Donovan McNabb's mom?
Yeah.
Thanks, mama.
Shit. I'll take that check. I'll do that commercial.
All right, well, let's get into one of our first subjects. Josh wanted to talk about it. We got, and we mentioned it a little bit in our last episode too, quarterback, college quarterback transfers.
Yeah, I don't know if it, I think it was yesterday, or maybe a day ago, but Tate Martell, who is the one of the three stars of that QB1 miniseries on Netflix with Jake Fromm, and then the black kid who went to Georgia Tech,
right?
Tate Martell, he was at Ohio State, and he thought he was going to start this year, but okay, he'll sit behind the senior.
And who is probably, you know, potentially the number one quarterback.
Could be a giant.
Yeah. So then, he's going, I'm at least next year my redshirt sophomore year. I'm the quarterback for 2 years before I go to the league. Well, then, they get a transfer.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who transferred. I'm it was Oklahoma's... Right
Georgia's
Georgia's
the guy who sat behind Jake Fromm.
The guy that sits behind Jake Fromm, coincidentally, transfers to Ohio State. So then Tate Martell transferred to the U today. So he is going to be a Hurricane.
Yeah, so Justin Fields was that quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the thing. Fuck Tate Martell. I didn't like him on QB1. I thought he was a spoiled fucking rotten.
He has an ego.
Spoiled, rotten little bitch. Not a team player. You could tell, like, making his mom and dad buy him new cars, pay for his tattoos while he's in high school. And mom and dad aren't even balling.
When you get a tattoo with your parents and you're in high school, it's kind of weird.
Dude, and it's like
that's
you're...
weird.
But when your dad is, like, your best friend, when your dad's trying to be your best friend...
His dad's wearing Affliction t-shirts and wearing, like, True Addiction. I mean, it's like, Jesus, come on.
Mom's holding on to, like, 2002?
I never had one of those shirts or jeans, just to...
Neither did I.
Never. Hello? Never, bro.
I have can't afford it. I've shopped at thrift stores most of my life.
You want Ross, Marshalls? That's my whole wardrobe, bro.
Yeah. All brands.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Oscar's the best dressed out of all of us. Because this, not right now. He looks like he's going to a slumber party at his buddy's house.
No, this is houseware.
Okay. So I'm saying, fuck Tate Martell. I thought Jake Fromm was the best dude out of that show.
For sure.
Because he was a leader.
He's in a championship game. He's played amazing against Alabama. You know, these last 2 years, Jake Fromm's...
Yeah.
I think he's phenomenal. I'm a huge Jake Fromm fan.
So, Tate Martell, have fun in Miami. Douchebag.
I know. They got a new coach in Miami. That, you know, don't get me wrong. I love the U. I love you. I don't know if he's the right guy for it.
No.
Especially for a new head coach to bring...
He's got the swagger for the U. Right. I'll give him that.
But it's spoiled swag.
Yeah, it's not legit. Hmm. So, yeah, so...
Now, I want to ask you about the whole thing now with Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. So do you think he should go to the NFL, or do you think he should play MLB?
I heard before he said he's going, because he's in the draft now, right?
Yeah.
He said he wants a $12 million contract from the Oakland A's.
Yep.
He'll stay playing baseball, but they didn't give him one.
They offered him, what, 5 or 6?
I thought it was 4 already. They were talking before he...
Guaranteed?
I heard.
But I think with, like, incentives, it was 6.
Okay.
Wow.
So then as soon
he
as
he was the number 4 overall baseball pick. That's huge, I think, because there's, like,
pitcher,
30 rounds. No, he's an outfielder.
Outfielder.
Okay.
But then as soon as they said no, he tweets, I just entered the NFL draft.
Yeah. Wow. So this is the conversation I had with my wife, because she was asking about it. She's like, then, you know, don't win the Heisman then. Don't play, if you want to play baseball, and she doesn't really understand. But I'm thinking two sport athlete. Does he want to go, you know, if you're going to be a two sport athlete, you have to be, for at least in his position, primary football player. Because like Bo Jackson, I was trying to explain to him, yeah, he can be a primary baseball player and do football on the side. They're going to hand him the ball. Just tell me where to go.
He can't be a two-sport athlete as a quarterback.
It's impossible.
That's tough.
So, like, Dion and Bo, those are the two guys that set the precedent. You know, they each picked one that was their primary, and they both ended up, I mean, Bo was way better at baseball than Dion, but Dion ended up later in his years, like, starting the World Series, playing the World Series, and was a decent player.
He's legit.
He's actually getting the 30 for how he played 2 games of
one. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hit a home run and returned a punt for a touchdown.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Same day.
Yeah, and took a helicopter to the game.
Yeah. Prime time, bro.
Dude, that's prime. But I think, and I hate baseball, I think he should play baseball.
Absolutely. Long term, money wise,
right?
All day long.
If that was my son, I would say, son,
all day.
Play the long game. You're a 5'10 quarterback, you are a long shot to be a stud in the NFL.
Short.
And he's a good quarterback. Like, he can throw. He's not like your typical just scrambler.
But in his games that he's played, he's had to run.
No. And
he's not going to be able to do that at the next level.
So I say, dude, go MLB. And if you fizzle out like Chris Winkie and some of the other guys that have, re-enter the draft at age 25.
Yeah.
Get $25 million playing Major League Baseball and then go fulfill football. I don't know. What do you think, O?
I think I'd go baseball first.
I think it was, I'll go baseball first, too, but I was thinking it was just a move to get more money.
Oh, it's leverage,
it
man.
Just,
you're,
that's all I think it was.
You got leverage. You got to use it.
Yeah.
I mean, wonder who these, like, who are these agents that, like, bump into these kids and they get them to do these kind of moves, right? It's got to be...
But
you got to be influenced by somebody.
Well, then just like Bo Jackson. Remember, he got drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. He sat out.
He sat out because they had made some racist comment.
No, they didn't let him play.
Oh, that's right.
He took a trip.
And they wouldn't let him play in his All-Star game.
They said everything's
game.
Clear with the NC2A.
Ah.
Oh, no. It was All-Star game or the rest of the baseball season.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That you can't play in your senior year baseball season.
Right.
Oh, and he's just like, double tall, man. I'm doing what I'm... Yeah.
I'm going to play baseball.
He should.
Do you know that he played with Frank Thomas on that Auburn team?
I know.
Yeah.
That's legit, dude.
Yeah. And if you ask Bo Jackson about like who the best athlete at Auburn was at that time, it was Charles Barkley. Think about it.
Yeah.
Those three dudes hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and they're all like out of the same mold. Like,
oh.
But come on. Bo Jackson, in my opinion, if he would have been a football-only dude and plays 10 years, greatest running back of all time.
Hall of Fame. Could go down the...
Well, he is Hall of Fame, but... Right? Isn't
No, not yet.
No.
He's just Heisman.
God, he should be. It's just, I think he's always, in my opinion, top five running backs because
of
potential.
How many years did he play? Did he play
only
three?
Like four or five, yeah, three.
Shit, he'd be the first to make the Hall if...
Because he didn't play his true rookie year, he didn't play.
He didn't play.
Right.
And they had to trade, right? The Buccaneers traded his rights to...
No, that he got redrafted by the Raiders.
In the supplemental draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
wow.
It.
So what do you guys think about like all these quarterbacks like transferring? That seems to be a thing now.
And
college.
Dude, it's not just college, it's high school.
True.
It's nonstop.
Yeah.
I think it's a pussification. It's just, I don't know. I think it's indicative of what is allowed with these kids. Like, you don't get your way. Coach's fault. Somebody else's fault. Then you're
system's
just...
System's fault.
And instead of just saying...
The school doesn't have the receivers for my kid. There's all so much stuff, bro.
Instead of just saying, somebody beat you out.
Oh, yeah.
We can't accept that. We got to go to another place where I can start. I don't know. It trips me out on that stuff.
And all these major high schools around, like, was it IMG in Florida?
Yeah.
Is in, like, that's what they thrive on. You think you want to go to the best high school in the nation? Let's take your kid to Florida. And that's all it is. It's a high school for athletes.
Well, it's academy.
Yeah.
But you're going to stop seeing that because they can't compete against us anymore.
Oh, okay.
There's new rules, at least in California and CIF, that they cannot compete against us because it'll take away a game. It used to be like they used to count as like an exhibition game, so a team could play 11 regular season high school games,
mm-hmm.
play IMG, get it out of the way with, because it would get their kids some national spotlight. Now they can't do it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So what about like college guys? If you have a kid that's, you know, blue chip, D1, full scholarship,
the kid from
and he transfers, like, do you still consider that?
Well, look at the last two Heisman Trophy winners, bro. They both transferred.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, to play devil's advocate, like, you know, they're looking out for their own best interest.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
I think it's a hard argument. Like, I mean, let's say your kid, right, has got a full ride starter. Somebody else beats him out, but yet, you know, he can start anywhere else. Do you bounce?
If we're at a high school or a college.
No, college.
Okay. If
high school is different.
No,
I
agree. You don't move, like. If he's that good,
and he can start anywhere else,
and he says, "Hey, my goal is to be a pro quarterback," and you know, being realistic as I've been watching the game, not just a dad and loving my kid. If he's got it, yeah, he got to do it. It's working for some people. Now, if he's doing it on, I feel bad for myself. Fuck you, kid. Stay where you're at. Get your education. If you transfer, I don't have to pay for school. I ain't doing it.
I think the problem is not the college level. I think it stems from eighth grade on. All of these kids now have personal trainers. They're all being held back in eighth grade. They go to a private school for eighth grade so they can get an extra year in high school, right? So they're all prepping, and they've been told because their parents are paying high dollar for these Steve Clarksons and all these dudes to privately train them.
Yep.
You're the next D1 Heisman Trophy winner. So how many kids do you think in America are being told that in high school, right? So they all think it. And then when it comes down to it and they don't get it, they feel cheated. So now I do think you should be able to transfer. I'm cool with that, but it's got to be a one-time thing because you can transfer. You're probably going to have to sit out, but Tate Martell is trying to appeal to not be able to sit out. And then you have the postgraduate transfer, like Jalen Hurst is doing, or whatever his name
is. Yeah, because he's trying to get out, too.
No, he is. He's done. He's going to Oklahoma.
From Bama?
From Bama. Oh, that's a done deal. So
wow.
He's transferring, but that's a postgraduate transfer, which I'm cool with that. That's like Oregon's quarterback 3 years ago from Eastern Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You graduate, and you never redshirted. You still have a year of eligibility, so yeah. You can postgraduate transfer and play. Or wow. You can still graduate. You can still, you've always been able to transfer in the NCAA from like D1 to D1AA. So a kid at Cal Berkeley at any time could transfer to Cal Poly and be immediately eligible because yeah. He's stepping down a division.
Got it.
Which, that I'm cool with. That's always been okay. But these lateral moves like Tate Martell, you're only a redshirt freshman. You've got 3 freaking years left to play, yeah. And you're just immediately like, no, I got to play my sophomore and junior year so I can enter the draft before I graduate. That I'm not okay with, because if you look at Barry Sanders, he only was the starter at Oklahoma State his senior year.
Yeah.
Because Thurman Thomas, he sat for 4 fucking years and then became the Heisman Trophy.
What's his name at Chicago? Trubisky. You only got 1 year.
Yeah,
right. He still make. If you're
at North Carolina, not a freaking football school.
You know what I mean? But what you were talking about, like the specialty coaches, the personal trainers, the Steve Clarkson, the kid from, was he at Auburn? And there was another documentary they have. He's been out there. Steve Clarkson in particular. These kids transfer out and they fizzle out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes it's too much.
You only need 1 year to become an NFL draft pick. You do. I mean, 2 is preferable, but you only need 1. That
may be position based.
Now, do you think that?
Yeah, I mean, but you could go out like Trubisky. You could ball out a quarterback 1 year and be a top pick. I think it's a weird like gray area. Do I think there needs to be the availability to transfer? Yeah. But
what about the rule about leaving early in football, but not have that rule in any other sport?
Well, you have to play 3 years.
You have to play 3. Football has the most strict rule.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that? Like, they don't have that in basketball.
I like it.
They don't have it in baseball.
With basketball, you can play it right away.
Right. So,
again,
playing devil's advocate, you're holding a kid back.
The day we see a 19-year-old kid on an NFL field, he's going to get wrecked.
Killed.
I don't care what he looks like in high school.
Well, that's the argument. But dude, I would be...
So the closest one that I've seen is the DN that's with the Texans. What's his name? South Carolina.
What, Clowney?
Yeah. The Javion Clowney.
After his freshman year, yes.
He was the closest thing I've ever seen to be like, why does he just not go out now?
Yeah.
Right? Well, but I guarantee, and he's cool. He's really good.
I think it's obviously risky, right? But I don't think you're going to have the same number that you have, let's say, in college basketball declare that you would in college to go NFL, because it's obviously a huge risk.
And there's so many more kids. They want to get their education. It's
well, I think it has to do.
And you don't get paid like in basketball.
It has to do physiologically, man. You do not put on your man muscle till about 20 to 21 years old. When you really put on that last 10, 15 pounds. Me, I was 155 pounds until I was 20 or 19. And then all of a sudden, I'm 175.
So you're barely 170.
No. But then I put up my playing weight.
That's called Sierra Nevada, homie.
Yeah. No. No, that was before that. But you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You can be a baller in high school, but need 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I see in football, I like the rule. And the other thing is, it won't change because college football is a second in money making in sports to NFL.
Oh, yeah.
College basketball business. Does not make the money that college football does.
No.
Besides the Final Four, I mean, that's a huge, like,
yeah, but like right now, I'm not watching any college basketball.
No.
I'm watching Duke. Maybe I'm watching Duke right now because I want to see Zion.
If there's nothing on and I got nothing to do and there's cold outside and raining and there's a fire in the fireplace and that's all that's on sports wise, I'll watch college basketball. But I'm going, there's no football, and then I'm going Lakers, then college basketball.
Talk about college basketball real quick. I mean, football real quick. Did you see how the Clemson Tigers went to the White House?
Yeah.
Oh, that was baller.
Oh, did you see Michael Strahan?
No, yeah. I didn't see Michael Strahan.
He's offered to pay him
lobster.
Oh.
He went on his show, and I think it was GMA, right? Yeah, because I guess they served him like
American fast food.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Wendy's, McDonald's,
oh,
and like Burger King.
But that's because they're on a furlough.
Mm. Yeah, they have a closeout. Yeah.
They have closeout. They don't have chefs.
Here's selective people are.
But here's the funny thing. Who fucking cares? I mean, literally.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least they showed up and they did the thing. The kids ate.
Dude, give me a break.
But it was funny. I'm sure that caused control. But Think about it, you're getting a dinner, a second dinner, lobster dinner because of it.
Yeah.
It's so controversial, you're getting a lobster
the,
dinner.
The funny thing is, you know why they did it? It's because that's all Trump eats is fast food because he doesn't trust anyone to make his meals.
I think it's Diet Totes. He's
Diet Coke, and he's never had to drink alcohol in a day in his life.
Never.
Really? Never. Yeah, he doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and he doesn't trust anyone. That's why he doesn't eat out at restaurants. He only orders fast food because he knows it's quick and he shows up.
That's a youth problem, homie. You gotta enjoy life.
That's crazy.
Creepy.
You can make my meal. You can
I don't know. People are making a big deal about it, and my thing is, who fucking cares? If the kids don't like it, that's it.
Topic. See, so I'm, Trump is more of a college fan than an NFL fan, huh?
I guess. Yeah.
Well, the kids don't have a say. I mean, they don't have a say whether they want to go.
Well, I guess
not,
he won't be watching football.
No, they have a say.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got NFL football this weekend that he won't be watching.
Nope. I'll be watching.
I'll be watching.
But we got a little fan duel.
We do.
Oh, we have first, second, third sitting right here.
Oh. Am I second overall still?
You're second overall.
Second by a couple points.
I did so bad this week. I know I won the first week, and I pinched.
You lucked out.
You beat me by like 2/10 of a point.
Oh, I had no...
You came out of nowhere.
We had almost the same...
I had a lot of... I had so many quarters saved up for that last game.
Well, so did I. We were right there together.
No, but you had you blew everyone out the first day.
Oh, that's
Sunday
right.
Sunday came out, and I was like, oh. But yet, last week was who D's got that, huh?
Barely
me by tenths.
But he was on top the whole time.
He beat me by tenths. I've lost twice by tenths, but
I didn't know the Super Bowl didn't count though.
Nope.
No, so this is our
final round.
Yeah. So I'm ahead of you by 20.
Oh, okay, that's
and I'm ahead of Oscar by 30.
Doable.
See, I took a chance this last week, and I just put all my money on like three guys that Michael Thompson did good.
Oh, I had
but I blew my wad on fucking.
This,
like,
so we did it last year too. This is, and I won the playoff one.
I
last
like
year.
This.
I think you did. Yeah. I didn't do very well in it.
And so this one, this is the hardest week because everybody costs a shit ton of money.
Yep.
So you got to pick. Oscar and I were talking about this basketball practice the other day. You got to pick the two guys for like $5,000. Who you're hoping score 8 points, or they can score zero.
Yep.
That's what's going to make or break it.
Yeah. The Gans of the world, the Kirklands of the world.
The Rex Burkheads.
Yeah. Gronk.
Sonny Michel. Sonny
Michel's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's up there.
Well, I had him last week.
Yeah.
Last week he wasn't as expensive because there was more teams.
Yeah,
but he balled out.
So the line right now, Vegas has Saints by 3.5 over the Rams.
At home.
Who you taking in that?
Don't
take the points. Who's going to win?
Guys.
Who's going to win the game?
Oh,
who's going to win the game, and who do you want to win?
I
want to
see Drew Brees do it this year.
Oh, fuck Drew Brees! I'm sick of him.
I love Brees.
Do you want to see the young studs from Kansas City?
I love Drew Brees. I'll be honest. I want to, so the Chiefs are favored by 3 over the Pats, which I think should be an even line. But I would love to see Rams and Chiefs. I'm sick of watching the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
So you want to see the game again that you guys went to?
I want to see the game that Oscar and I went to.
That was great.
Because
that would be heck of a Super
Bowl. I think if those two teams stay together as the future of the NFL, they both have decent defenses. They have a lot of good players and good spots, and they have very exciting offenses to watch. I don't want to watch the Saints.
You don't want to watch 40-year-old quarterbacks.
I don't.
Do
we want young quarterbacks or do we want old quarterbacks?
I want young quarterbacks. I want to see Patrick Mahomes.
Hmm.
I like Drew Brees. I love Drew Brees. Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl.
He has.
And I'm just, I don't want to see that story over again. I love the Gleason story with the ALS. I watched it again last night. I don't want to watch it again. I don't want for 2 weeks I have to hear the Saints story. I want to hear some stories about...
Who that?
I want to hear some stories about Robert Woods, a kid I got to coach against.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear Chiefs' story. I want to hear stuff we haven't heard.
Brees got some pretty...
I want to see the other Kelsey in the Super Bowl. I want to... Yeah, that's... I can roll with that.
That's me.
You know, that... I guess I was getting nostalgic when I picked the Saints, but I'm still going to say... I'm sticking with that. I'm not...
So you're going Saints.
I'm going Saints.
Who you picking?
I mean, I agree with you in having to see the Chiefs versus Rams again, but I got a gut about the Saints.
You're saying Saints.
Yeah.
So who
Saints.
Goes up?
Even though
no, let's
like
go to our
watch.
Fan duel.
I'm picking Rams right now.
I want to see who's the most expensive on those teams right now.
Patrick Mahomes is $9,000.
He's gotta be.
He's the top quarterback, and then Gurley's the next.
Did you see Brees's pregame
speech? Oh, that was badass.
That was badass.
He gives good speeches, and sometimes they get old and kind of the same thing. But that one was good.
That was
the
good.
Lethal part,
that was
pretty sweet.
Well, rerun it for me. I didn't hear it.
Dude, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I can't. It was like there's three parts of this game. One is like compete, one is this, and then one is be lethal. And then he then explains it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it was awesome. And I got to give it to Sean Payton. What he did to start before their playoff game, he walked into the locker room, put a fake Lombardi trophy down with 225 grand in cash. And he goes, win three more fucking games. Walked out of the room. That's baller status. That's some shit I would probably do.
Who was the what basketball team? Was it Phil Jackson or one of the? They put the bucket or something in the middle of the room and covered it up with towels. It was like you get to open this up after you
win. Oh, it was Phil Jackson.
It was Phil.
Yeah. All right. So then, who do you pick? So I'm the only one going with Rams. Who do you pick, Chiefs versus Pats?
You never
pick. You know,
isn't that the fuck thing?
You want to, but you just can't. It's a dumb bet.
So I'm gonna do this
now. It's
fuck the Patriots. They had a great game last week. I'm saying Chiefs all the way. You can't. I'm going Chiefs by 10.
Damn,
by 10 too.
It's hard. Belichick is gonna find a way to stop. They were talking about him today. He's gonna pick his poison in situations.
Their defense sucks.
Yeah, but red zone wise, like he can put something together.
No, I agree with that. But the Chiefs are—they're
gonna have to score
big play.
Midfield, big play.
I agree, or at least 20, 25.
If you get it in the 30s, like in 30 in, that's Belichick money right there.
And you can't. The Chiefs have to take a page out of Pete Carroll's Seattle Seahawks from years ago, when they sat back, played a soft three cover with the robber, and allowed the crossers to catch it in the middle, but rob at the curl. And that stopped them that year when they won that Super Bowl.
They rely on the throw too much, and then it's too late for the run game?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They played the run well because they were playing three cover. But they had a robber, so they allowed those. Because, you know, the Patriots run a shit ton of crossing routes back out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So they robbed them. They did not allow the back out of the backfield. They said, throw the crossers, and we're going to rob it.
Well, they got some good coach in Kansas City, man.
Here's the thing.
Would be fun.
Andy Reid finds a way to fuck himself. He's a dipshit.
He in big games.
So he's the Achilles heel. He could.
He's their Achilles heel.
But he's also, creative enough to score points on him.
But this ain't Alex Smith running the show in the Chiefs.
No.
Patrick Mahomes is a real deal.
He's legit, bro.
And, Kareem Hunt was the man, but Daniels and Ware, they'll be fine. You still got Tyreek. And you still got Williams, Kelsey.
Balled out.
Yeah.
I think, though, they got the weapons, though.
It's they got a good defense. I think people forget that they have a good defense. Top 10 in the league. That's what's crazy is the two top offenses, the Rams and the Chiefs, have top 10 defenses as well.
No, it'd be fun to see the young guys go out. But it's just hard to go against the Pats. I think that's understandable, but if the money's right, what was the line on that one?
Three.
I think they were all three.
I'd take
the
Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Betting-wise, that's cool.
I'd say this. I'll be okay if it's the Saints and the Chiefs. I'm rooting for the Rams and the Chiefs. I just don't want to watch another Super Bowl with the Patriots.
If it's Saints Patriots, it's not that fun.
No.
Yeah, one of those two teams got to be in it.
If the NFL does rig shit, they both won't be in it.
Yeah,
you're right.
They won't.
What's the most? Okay, so let's talk about this. So, what is the most rigged NFL thing you think theory that you have? Because for me, it's the Colin Kaepernick Seahawk game. Do you remember that when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl that year? And the Navarro Bowman blew out my knee game? The Phantom flag, how Navarro Bowman didn't get that fumble?
Yeah, I don't remember that because I hate the Niners.
Yeah, but but I know you watched it because one of your boys.
I was rooting for the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But that game was weird.
You got to go back to the freaking tuck rule with Brady.
That was
awesome. Come on.
That was Raiders?
That was Raiders and Patriots.
No?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was horseshit.
The NFL loves the Patriots.
Oh, that's why you can't bet against them in the playoffs.
And then was the Patriots also the Green Bay catch? No, who? Green Bay versus where the referee from Santa Maria or wherever.
Oh, that was early in the year.
That was Monday night. Football. But
that was Patriots. Seahawks and Green Bay.
Seahawks and Green Bay.
Yeah. That's right.
But that was still a fun.
Oh, that was God. What is his name? His last name's Easley.
He fucked that up.
Well, here's a great thing: after that year, the next year he repped our All Star game.
Oh, did he really?
And we were fucking riding him like, this ain't Green Bay.
And was this you were out in the promo at this time?
No, I was just saying this. We were coaching the All Star game. Me and Jones were riding this dude. It was crazy.
You just shared last year's. You just shared All-Star game, did you? Or was that... That popped up on my phone for some reason.
Yeah, me too, today. Yeah. I got that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. That guy used to do our middle school basketball games.
Yeah. What was his first name? His last name's Easley.
We'll look it up. Oh, well, he's famous.
Don't you have a tech guy?
Yeah.
We should.
Hey, where's Dave? Dave, pull that up for us.
Behind that drill.
Google it. What whiskey are we drinking tonight?
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad.
We're doing a Sazerac Rye. Straight rye whiskey, 45% alcohol. This is doing some good stuff.
It's not bad, dude.
Hey, so I upped my sugar game. You know, I went with the classic pink box sugar cubes.
I told you that natural sugar is the best for it.
That's all I use.
The sugar in the raw? If that's the difference maker.
Could you not taste the difference?
Oh, yeah.
It's so much better.
And I love how it, like, diluted itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's no...
Get organic, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's all we eat.
I've never gone organic sugar. I never bought sugar.
It's actually good for baking, like, cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to sound like Sean would say, but...
Oh, you put one of those in your coffee, just go two?
Oh, I don't put any sugar in my coffee. Okay, so coffee, are you sugar and cream or milk? What do you do coffee-wise?
I do café con leche, con poquito.
Café con leche, mommy.
How much leche?
Con leche. A little bit.
A little dry, yeah.
Yeah, just to change the color.
That's me. I just like my coffee just a tad Jennifer Lopez. Maybe a little Beyonce.
Bro, that's hilarious, bro. I drink orange juice.
No sugar.
I'm not a coffee guy, bro. I don't get me wrong. I do have coffee.
It might make you shit more and get rid of some of that weight you're holding.
It could, but it doesn't.
You look constipated on me.
I'm up for like an hour, and then I get super sleepy. I crash hard.
No, we've learned that Paulo is narcoleptic.
Yeah. Have you seen the commercials? And they're like, why do you fall asleep on the bus? Why do you? And I'm like, babe, I fucking got these fucking... I got the same symptoms. I think I have narcolepsy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From hearing the stories of the hunting trip,
oh,
I'm pretty sure you have narcolepsy.
I'm 100% narcoleptic, I think.
And I think...
Really? I almost fell asleep right now.
I think you and Big Ed, because Big Ed, and you both have something in common. You're both big.
Oh,
ish.
He weighs more than you.
He's huge.
But he's way taller than you.
Put the front tire in his bike, Paulo.
He's not way taller than me.
Dude, you're...
He seems tall because he's leaning back so hard.
Dude, if you look in those pictures, in the honey...
He's closer than you think.
No, he is taller than Ty, and Ty's 6 foot.
People think I'm a 6 footer.
You are 5'10".
I have a presence about me, a 6 foot aura.
Yeah.
You must be using an aqua to spike that.
Oh, yeah, dude, trust me, that would not be... If I'm like, hey, maybe I should spike my hair, that would make me look taller. It wouldn't do
no,
much.
No, it would draw more attention.
Yeah, trust me. If I get shit for anything, it's because I'm losing hair.
Oh, we all
are. Oh, dude.
I'm with you.
So we just had our football clinic. And I got...
You mean banquet?
Banquet.
Football clinic's coming up.
The football clinic's coming up. Oscar's going to come because he's going to coach... we're trying to get him to coach varsity corners. Every time he's on here, I want him to coach corners. And tell him he doesn't have to show up on offensive days.
I like my free time.
Well, so do we.
But the banquet was fun.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know what it is. I love banquets. I love, you know, having the kids have their moment. You know, it's... You know, especially the kids who've done 4 years or seniors. I love it. And this year was actually really cool because those seniors talked... There was more seniors this year. 4 or 5 of them was like straight talking to the JV kids.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was great. But there's something inside of me that's just like... I don't know if it's because I'm like tired with the kids or I'm narcoleptic. But I'm just like, let's get this over with.
You're narcoleptic.
I'm narcoleptic.
Because this was the quickest banquet under me ever.
It was fast.
We were done at 4:30.
Shoot.
2 to 4:30.
It was supposed to be 5:30 most of the time.
Wow, so what happened?
Well, the first thing that happened was I told the JV coaches, make your award speeches under a minute, because last year they fucking drug on and on. Like Mike Smith spent 5 minutes on the kid.
I just say the kids' names. I'm like, get your...
No, you 8 kids you talked about.
But I said a blurb.
Yeah, you need to not do... You either need to do a blurb about everyone or none.
None.
Stick to the script, man.
Yeah. So I thought I was going to go long because we had 30 seniors and we only talk about the seniors. I don't. I just announce everyone else.
What we have to do is shorten up the booster speech. I think that's the one that runs a little long now.
Well,
you're doing a good job. You're almost
there. You got to get bread where it's coming from.
I even took pictures, so I want to tell you something, Oscar. So this guy's like, hey, take the fucking plastic wrappers off the plaques before you go up there. I'm like, well, take it easy, bro. Okay, I'll do it. No problem. Hey, coach, I got you. Who do I see taking off wrappers when he's up there? I snapped some pictures, too.
Yeah.
He's like, stop. Stop fiddle fumbling around, Paulo.
Well,
guess who fiddle fumbled just the same way?
Oh,
this
no,
guy.
No. One time.
One time.
I got some good stuff.
Oh, guess who does all your shit for you and orders everything and has everything ready for you and hands everything to you?
I will
look it.
Best head coach I worked for in forever. I'll give you that. I'll totally give you that. Thank you for pouring the Sazerac, my brother. No, the banquets.
It's closure, man.
I love the banquet.
It turned out good. I love that my two safeties.
That was probably the most, like, you've had special guys, but that was, like, half your core in that. I could tell that was real special for you.
Those two guys, Nathan Crandall and Eddie Sanchez, were they my best safeties ever? No, not even close, because you got to go with Austin Vreeland and Daniel Gallardo. Those two were the best two safeties I ever had, talent-wise. But Nathan and Eddie were, like, the two blue-collar guys that, like, outperformed. They're the guys that are fives that marry tens.
If I saw those guys on the football field, I'd be like, I'm fucking wrecking these guys.
Yeah.
If I'm a quarterback, I'm launching it from a receiver. If I get through the line, I'm going to running back. I'm going to run past these safeties. But that's the visual. These guys played some ball.
And Booksmart, the dumbest dudes. But those dudes were legit. I like those guys.
Oh, yeah. And they're like best friends growing up.
Yeah, not even growing up. No, just because from being safeties together.
That too.
Who shows up in Wranglers, brush popper t-shirts, and cowboy boots? Eddie Sanchez and Nathan Crandall. And Eddie and Marco, and I said it in there. Those guys, they call themselves the Red Mexicans. Because they're Mexicans that are rednecks.
Dude, I love that.
At the banquet. My wife, I get home, she's like, you do know you said Red Mexicans, and then you said, it's okay because he's a redneck and he's Mexican.
Talking about Marco, do you know what Marco did for River? Or told River?
What's that?
So, River and Marco, they have a cool relationship, and River's helped them out. Marco won Lineman of the Year.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, hey, this is for you, River. You help me with this. And he's like, hanging up in your garage or your wall or whatever. And River was like, just hold on to it, kid. But I was like, Marco, I'm like, I was always like in the circle. I was like, dude, you're an awesome kid, bro.
Well, you know, he's great. He's over there every day. So because I'm
day.
Living at my parents' house right across the street.
You see him.
He works out because John turned one of the bedrooms into a workout room. Marco's there every day lifting weights. The dude is so fast because he's getting ready. He wants to play D-line at Hancock and not O-line. So that kid is so fast now because he's in my strength class.
Yeah.
We're doing sprints the other day. He's smoking fools in the sprints. Like, killing Germani.
I never thought that'd be a good move. Like, I wouldn't even thought about that. That's a great move.
Yeah. You know who else is playing is Michael McCoy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's playing safety and receiver at Hancock. He's trying to do both.
All right.
Okay. So they're going to let him. And then we got Juan Sanchez going to Hancock to play D-line and punter. And then Cash Transit is going to play running back at Hancock, which I think is a great move.
Dude, that's a lot of kids from San Ynez at one school, and I love it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, like, the one thing that got me into this where I live now is when I played at Santa Barbara City, and I don't care what, you know, no rivalry right now, was that there were like 17 kids from San Ynez.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up with this place? And they love football. Compared to every other town in the Santa Barbara County, why is there 17 kids from this school? They're 20 miles away, 25 miles away, and everyone's playing together. And I think that's very close to happening again, to like where half the teams are all going to play junior college if they're not doing anything.
I hope so.
That's awesome. Great. That's awesome.
Well, Marco's going to City.
Yeah,
to play with his brother. His brother starts at left tackle. Marco wants to start at DN. So that'll be pretty dope.
That's great practice.
Well, speaking of saying this, I got to give it up to our boy Rekha.
Rekha. Oh, let's talk about girls' high school basketball.
So, and Oscar and I, and Oscar can expand on this, but when we grew up, as saying is, in the early 90s, like late 80s, early 90s, and all the way through even when Sean was there.
Well, even me not being from here, when you walk into the... I'm always a banner guy.
Yeah, look at the banners.
You look at the banners, you walk in the same as gym. It's girls basketball.
Yeah. So we were in the state championship, I think, our sophomore year.
Oh, yeah.
We took the bus up there.
Arco Arena.
Dude, lost 2 points in the state championship.
Jason Kidd played the game before.
Yeah, we got to watch Jason Kidd play the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty badass.
He was a pilot, right?
A pilot?
He went to
his
high
school. A private Catholic school in the Bay Area.
He balled out.
Yeah. He's a stud. long story short, that saying is basketball has been, or girls basketball, for the last 10 years, it's just not been the same.
No.
And then our boy Rekha Finley, who coaches football with us, he took over this year and just instilled that culture of toughness and next man up, don't matter, you're going half-assed, we're going to replace you.
He's took a little page out of your book as far as organization. And put it in with what he wanted to do in basketball. And I was almost not surprised even.
Well, no, and he knows his shit in basketball because he's been coaching club forever. But the great thing is they're sitting first place alone, halfway point in the Channel League, which they shouldn't be.
No.
On paper.
Especially not in the Channel League.
No.
Right, if you told me Los Padres League last year, I'd be like, okay.
You sure. But on paper, they shouldn't be. And they got some don't take it away. They got some talented girls.
They have a shooter this year, but again,
but the same
no height, nothing
they,
crazy.
They have one girl that's tall. No, they got a girl. Oh, Madison. She's a baller. But
yeah, B-towner.
Madison Holbrook, dude. Yes.
That's the girl who got flipped on her head, right?
Oh, my God. But that girl had like 12 blocks in the second half.
Ooh.
Like straight up block. I mean, it was fun to watch. So we come back from our freshman game on the bus, and they ask us, hey, you want to stay for the varsity game? I'm like, no, I want to get back to watch the freshman game. Or the girls' varsity game. So we get back and get there, start the second. We're up. But it was so much fun watching Katie Nguyen. You know Katie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, B-Towner.
B-Town, Asian chick, sophomore.
B-Town bad girls.
Scrap, baby.
She plays like 4 minutes a game. She gets in with like 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. She freaking dives out of bounds for a ball in the air, taps it, hits the other Lompo girl diving out of bounds. She takes out the water jug, flips out, dumps over on top of her. Spills everywhere. The freaking crowd erupts.
That's awesome.
Like, and I'm like, that's right. That's the way.
That's badass.
Oh, dude, it gives me like chills.
I got it right now.
And takes him like 10 minutes to get it all cleaned up and the water mopped up. Back on the floor, you got this Grace Padilla chick, who's a stud, and Finley
B-Towner.
Was there. Yeah, Grace.
Another one. Thank you.
She is just—they're just diving over the all over the floor. Quincy Valle plays like 5 minutes.
B-Towner
diving all over the floor. The girls that are scoring, diving all over the floor, playing D, it was a throwback to the 90s, and it was fun to watch, and I'm glad it's back. Gym was packed.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
Gym packed.
That's
should
great.
Do we got to unleash the other half of the bleachers next
they
game?
Might have to, because right now, and it was loud, it was awesome, and the girls JV, and they have a girls freshman team this year.
All three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's.
They are leading, they sit as a team, like us, like we do in football with our JV. And they lead the crowd in chants. They sit in the middle.
I'm going to the next
dude,
that's awesome.
Fuck a cheerleader. You don't need a cheerleader. You got the JV girls leading that shit.
The...
Oh, it was fun. So I would highly recommend go and watch our girls varsity program. They are 4-1 in league, and they're taking on Cabrillo on the road.
And Cabrillo's traditionally a decent
basketball. Yeah, and we beat Cabrillo. Oh, Cabrillo girls are always good. I mean, we beat literally... Our girls have won almost every game by like less than 10 points. It's been a scrap, but
well,
they are
anyone's game.
They're scrapping it. And what I like, I'll give Coach Finley props. He plays 8 to 9 girls. They're dogging it. Boom, you're out.
He rotates good.
Next person's in, and you're diving on the floor and earning your mid. So it's got to give props to Rekha.
Yeah.
And you got to love that girls basketball, it's saying is kind of going back to the old school of the Aaron Alexander days.
Well done. You got to set that culture, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It.
I'm excited. Girls' hoops is tight. All right, now, last thing I just want to let y'all know. I know Josh has had a heated rivalry with me now in hoops. Especially since we got to set the date. I'm going to try to find it for March. But I've been talking to my boys from back home, and I got 2 in. So my team is set.
Oh, awesome. You're bringing some
NorCal
freaking douchebags.
Guns.
I thought you said we're keeping it local.
These are my boys from home.
Oh, no, let him bring his boys so we can introduce them to how we do things.
Exactly.
freaking fighting acorn fruitcakes.
Dude, I'm coming with it. I'm bringing back my homeboy. Like, the kids I grew up with, do I have someone that was amazing? No. They're cool. Just like all y'all. I don't know how I disrespected Josh, but it's on.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. I know Oscar's talking about getting his own team. I want to play with Oscar because...
I'll play with you.
I was his point guard. We called him the black hole for a while because he never met a shot he didn't like.
I ain't giving it back.
No, but we need that shooter. And you don't have to take Oscar out of the game. He can play defense nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
He's in tip-top
stamina.
Shape for a 43-year-old young man.
I'll give you that.
No, you did disrespect me because Sean said...
I have no idea how I did it.
So it was nonchalant, dude. It was
okay.
So Sean said, oh, not mentioning Josh? Josh can ball. And you're like, yeah, he's okay. And then Sean goes, dude, really? You played with him. And he's like,
I like
no,
your
he's
game.
Just okay.
I like your game. It's very similar to mine. Little, you know,
no,
mid-range jumper.
No.
Tough D.
I play D. You sag back full court, bro. You do not have a hard time.
Shit.
Come on, man.
Maybe now. But
you
this
can't
is a half-court game.
You
this is a half-court game.
You can't
let's
tap
play
out.
Half court. We're playing half-court.
You
half
can't
court.
Tap out for subs.
Oh, I might not even play, bro.
No, you have to play. You have to play.
I'm a recruiter manager.
Come on, Billy Ho. Pick the chump. You got to play.
Dude, I agree with O right now.
You cannot go out like that.
I'm like Tupac in Above the Rim.
Oh, fuck. You are not like Tupac.
I'll come in dressed like him.
Oh, shit. I'd love for you to dress like him, but you have to play.
Okay. You have to play.
I'm in. But we got to set the date for March. I think earliest March, March Madness.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
It'll be fun. I think I got time to train, you know, work on my crossover.
Put the front tire on this bike and get moving, honey.
Dude, you better.
Dude,
hey, 290 we know you.
Something.
You ain't training. Just like last year, you were going to lift.
290 something. I came in for 2 days, Josh, and I lifted heavy. I still feel it. I still feel it, bro.
Hey, you know our weights are still ripped on the whiteboard.
Oh, dude.
So we would do weigh-ins every week, me, him, and Foy. Well, Paula waited.
It was like 2 weeks, yeah.
And it's still up there.
Did you bring in the cattle? The cattle scale.
We had to call Santa Barbara County Fair to get the FFA scale in.
Fucking Josh came in his white pants and his white fucking with the green hat looking like a fucking 4-H guy.
Oh, that's great.
3-on-3, I'm calling it now. Your team is not beating our team.
Morgan Hill's finest is coming through.
Exactly. All you had to say was that.
Boom.
Yeah.
I got to get a cool trophy so I can hold it over
I just can't wait till you go to screen me.
You said 290. That'll work well on a 5'7" guy in basketball.
I'm already blocking you out right now.
You got to move laterally, bro.
You don't remember that guy at Clips from the N1 films?
You're playing man-to-man. You're going to have to get out in the perimeter and get out there.
You can't play zone 3-on-3?
Oh, have fun.
Oh, shit.
Have fun.
Damn.
I know. Like I said, March. I got time. Feeling good?
It's the end of January.
So, are you planning to be like 288?
Mid-January. If I get it to...
Give me a weight.
By March?
Yeah, let's write it down.
No.
You put numbers down.
Hey, look at the pin he gave me. It's invisible ink. So I can't write it down.
Much like his cardio game.
Oh!
All right, give us your weight that you're going to be in March 1st for the tourney.
Okay, let's get serious. Let's do the math right. Okay, mid to late January right now.
Are you using Common Core?
You got 2 months if you're lucky.
Okay.
Not even. You got a month and a half.
Go old school, man.
Let's go 18 pounds.
Wow.
So 270?
That's 20. 272. 27. I like that number.
You weigh
272,
you
Josh.
You weigh 293.
March, 272.
Can we put some money on this with the listeners?
Can we do a little chart? You get two points when you play this game.
Okay,
let's say this. If we're going to put money on it, we can't make it 272 because everyone will take the over and they'll win. The under over is 280. There's no way.
10 pounds?
Dude, you weigh 293.
I'm taking the over.
You're not
going to be under 280.
I could poop that.
No, you can't because you're going to sleep through that shit.
I had a whole...
I forget the wipe.
I got a 3-pound dingleberry.
Okay, we'll put the over-under at 277.
277.
277.
That's like hard
as hell. Oh,
I just circled it. We put it there. 277.
Over-under?
I'm taking the over. He ain't hitting 277.
Over. Are you still guys playing hoops on Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Maybe.
Oh, it's in Bilton now, huh?
Where we scrap.
B-Town.
Isn't that like a foam court?
No, what? It's legit, bro.
No, that's what Staples has.
You have what Staples has.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they got a good court. Milton's got the best court.
What, did it used to be foam?
No,
you're talking about the parquet courts, the VCT tile.
It's
shit.
Not okay. True wood. Neither yeah. Staples. It's like a almost like a laminate looking thing. It's
so
never
it's cool.
Dirty. It's always sticky.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good thing about it because your feet.
I'm going to talk to you though this week. Let's set a date.
Yeah.
So you have a team. You're on Sean's team.
I'm on Sean's team.
I have a 13.
Sean wants Zach.
We got three teams.
Sean wants Zach Garrett. I don't.
We got five more teams. I want an 8-man tournament. Eight-team tournament.
Here's the thing we do. You don't go five people to a team.
No.
If we're going 3-on-3.
Four.
One sub. Because I ain't going out unless I need to.
No, I don't
want
to go out.
I don't want to.
But we are old. If someone gets hurt.
Speak for yourself.
Bro, we played last year.
You're already looking for a tap out.
Running full court in Lompoc. I never went out
I just
once.
Want to get subbed in right when the last game, when I win the championship.
Paulo, you've already ran out of timeouts, dude. You got none left.
Paulo wants 5-man so he can sub.
Hey, I'm good with it.
No. He'll sit out a whole game. And I think the rule is you can't sit out a whole game. You got to play at least half the game. That's why you need 4-man.
Half the game?
Yeah, we'll take the YMCA rules for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn it.
And
I love YMCA rules.
I go me, Oscar, Foy, and then...
Well, you guys have to discuss that. But
I'll roll with you.
Well, okay, I have one more spot. I have to double check. But
do we have a height like limit?
No height. That's
no. Fuck that. We don't need that.
Build your teams, but I need someone who wants to play in March 3-on-3 tournament. I'm going to create an awesome trophy. It's going to be statuesque.
And he'll do it 10 minutes before the game starts.
I'm going to put my Drake Mallard in there somewhere.
Not a Drake Mallard.
That's wooden carved duck.
I never knew a Drake to have a shit baby poop colored head.
It happens.
No,
it's
man.
Old. It's vintage.
I'm saying,
I got it from.
I want Tyler day. Otis to come out of retirement from Alabama, because when we did the coaches versus players, it was me, Oscar, Tyler, and Foy.
Oh, he was sweating.
And we ran the table. We had one team score 2 points on us.
Oh yeah, we fucking schooled
those kids. Physical. Fuck them up.
Morgan Hill's finest is coming to Buellton in March, winning the duck.
You are a liability for your team.
I'm the only one who has to fill out the insurance form.
Now, we're going to have to sign off on it because you're going to pull, break, something.
I'm going
to
hyperventilate. You have oxygen tanks there?
Yeah, we do have
an
AED.
That's all you need. We might have to pull fiction him with a metal and shot to his chest when he ODs.
But even when I was in shape, I'm a heavy breather.
Bring your EpiPen, boy.
I need that. What's that fucking sleeping mask called? I need one of those.
I don't know, but Big Ed has it.
Oh, dude, the snorkel?
Yeah.
That shit's for real.
Hey, just for the record, you opened up the can of worms and thrown out a number, so that's what we're rolling on.
I'm okay with the win.
We're not making
fun of you. I'm 77.
I want to win. I'm ready.
And so just so you know, you have to set screens. And I really want you to set a screen on me.
I want to let you know people don't like my screens. I'm a great screen.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I want
wait.
You to run through my screen. I might let you go and trip you.
Guess what?
I got great peripherals.
Do you think I'm going to run through your screen?
You going to jump in front? What are you going to do? You know, you're going to lay into me. You're
going to
jump
in front. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I
learned how to be a cheap shot being 150.
You didn't learn. You grew
ball.
Up a cheap shot. You grew up a cheap shot.
True.
It ain't cheap unless they call it, homie.
Exactly. Right. And there ain't no ref, son.
It's the unwritten.
Hey, I love it.
That's how you get it.
I love it.
That's
how 3-on-3. Hold my whistle tournament. If you want in, we still got 5 teams available.
That's
it. Let me know via social media.
Wait, how many you taking total?
Eight teams.
And you have, there's
three.
So our team, your
my
team.
My team, and Oscar says he has a team.
No, I'll roll with them.
But you guys are, like, in conflict right now.
No,
I just said I'll roll with them.
I want to play with Oscar.
Okay, you're playing with Oscar. Sean is playing with Zach.
Oh, I want to play with Sean.
Well, if that's what, okay. We still have teams available. Room available. Sign up.
Fuck Zach.
We can't have three.
He's a faithful listener, Zach.
You
better hear this. Zach, create your own team.
Hey, Zach went to Lompoc. We don't want that shit.
We gotta get one big at least.
And if Sean don't like that, me and Oscar will create a team.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Some team's gonna come out of nowhere and just whoop us all.
Bullshit. Guarantee.
Guarantees?
I'll tell you this.
Guarantees?
Last time me and Oscar played on a men's league basketball team.
Hey, you
shit.
Did you miss out on the game because you started a fight?
No, I didn't get suspended.
Did you start a fight?
I did.
Okay. What? Tell me one year you played basketball that you didn't start a fight or get kicked out of a game. Or the team. Mm. 1 year. Not as a player.
Yeah, my junior year in high school.
You made it all the way through?
Yeah, no. Freshman, sophomore, junior, I never got kicked out of a game.
Okay.
No, I take that back. My junior year, I did. Against
That's
Coast,
my guy.
Against Coast Union at the end.
That's my guy.
I have a bad memory.
Yeah.
We played Coast Union?
Yeah, and we lost to him at the end of the game. No, it wasn't Coast Union. It was Mission Prep.
Damn.
Mission Prep was always good at basketball because that's what they recruit for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was guarding the point guard and I chicken shit foul. Like, we were up by one. They're bringing the ball down, 12 seconds to go. I'm just pressuring them and I'm just kind of like poking at the ball and they call a foul and I'm so pissed. And the guy, like, I'm like, fuck. And the guy looks at me and like, that's right, bitch. And I just turned and punched him. So not only is he shooting one-on-one, he's got the technicals, and we lost. I felt bad. My senior year, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't play one of the years.
I played every year in basketball.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I love basketball.
Yeah.
Second love.
Love hoops.
Love hoops.
There's something about it.
Especially when you're a football guy playing basketball, because exactly. You're not afraid to contact.
Hey, yeah.
Wait, you know what? I got it. Before we leave.
Let's do it.
Got to give a shout out to my boy Vic at King's Barbershop.
Ooh. Oh, right before the banquet.
Because Vic hooked me up. I went in Friday to take the twins, get a haircut.
And you. That's an hour and a half.
I mean, that's, you know how it is. And Friday, I go in on Fridays to have a couple beers while I wait.
Isn't that great? Because
it's free beer.
Did he give all three of your boys? Did he run through all three of you?
He got us all three on Saturday, but so Friday we go in and they're down a chair because Ish didn't come back from Mexico, and whatever. So he's like, "Come back tomorrow. We'll hook you up." We come back Saturday, and I fucked up and thought they were open at 10, but they opened at 8 on Saturday. So we go in at 9:30.
Filled.
There's like 20 guys' names on the list.
Damn,
dude. The place is.
Cash and Kanan have to get a haircut. They haven't got one in like 2 months. So I put their names down. Put my name down. Sit down. Big Ed comes in. Tommy Pena comes in.
Big Ed got a haircut?
No, he didn't, because he was way down the line. And we're shooting the shit, and Vic looks at me and goes, "Hey, don't worry, I'll get you in." I'm like, I gotta go coach a basketball game. Had to coach Ryder and Max's basketball game. Come back, 1:30, and still a couple dudes. And Vic's like, I'm like, "Am I cool?" He's like, "Just chill." Doors closed, get my haircut, have a couple beers, hook me up nice. So big shout out to Vic at King's Cuts.
That's what I'm saying.
And
that's been my guy forever, bro.
Dude, Vic's the man. I'll tell you, no disrespect, Vic, Julio, Ish, all those guys. They're the man, but Vic's, big ups to Vic.
Yeah. You know, he's the front chair.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, it's like a stage.
And you got to go in there for the shit talking, because there is always San Ynez versus Lompoc football shit talking every time you walk in there.
I'll always win that one, then.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Hey, you know, they have a lot of wins, don't get me wrong, and they have, you know, Lompoc just has this natural thing about them. They're very competitive sports-wise, and they run with it. But it's true in that barbershop.
Yeah.
You know, you want to put the Lompoc rocking out on in your head if you lose?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, every time. He's going to propose a bet every time.
That fool bets nonstop.
Nonstop.
Some bro just walks in who's bartending down the street.
Yeah.
"Hey, Clippers Pistons on right now." And Vic's like, "I'll take the Clippers. But they're down by 10. Don't care.
Doesn't care. Vic wins all the time, bro. He wins everything.
Yeah.
Bets wise. But so did.
Maybe you should put him on your team.
Vic can't hoop.
I was on a soccer team. I won a championship.
Well, Vic can play soccer, though.
He was a coach.
Yeah.
He's doing what I proposed I was going to do. I'm not.
There is no coaches in this
You're
league.
You're not coaching grown men.
I'm running. I'm a hype man.
You know who we're going to get? Boy can get his own team. Mora.
Oh, yeah. He'll ball.
We're done.
What, the kid from UCLA?
Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about
it. He played
shit
at UCLA.
Nah, son. He didn't play UCLA.
He'll be on a bender and come in and pull 40.
Don't worry. That's
my favorite kind of guy.
Dude, that dude, he'll be on booger sugar for 40
exactly.
hours straight.
Dude, there was this cat we played with that he played junior college ball and high school ball with us. Dude, he would wake, we called him the machine. Jody, this motherfucker would be fucked. We'd wake him up, take him to his game. I wasn't even playing, I was just his friend. I'd help him get to his game, fucking yacked out, fucking put up 25 in a college game. You know, real quick, fucking not even play the first half because his coach is pissed at him, and win the game.
Sounds like LT.
Crazy shit, dude.
Talking to the crack pipe.
That's right.
Seriously, like, if I was going to drug test in hoops, it wouldn't be steroids. It'd just be free coke.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that shit's everywhere, bro.
Get that booger sugar.
Yeah.
That yay.
Woo! Might lift your belly. You might have some underneath.
Hey!
It might be not.
Man, Oscar, you feeling good? Did you... Oscar drank two fucking Coors Lights. He's fucking feeling good.
You open that can of worms, man. You open that, it's game on.
It is game on.
You know?
I want to know.
Now I'm feeling more rivalry here between me and Oscar than me and you.
No. It's all good.
Well, don't worry. You think I'm coming for you.
You know how I roll.
Oh, I've played against Oscar half of the time. Oh, yeah.
He'll do it with a smile on his face.
He shows up to the morning pickup game with his reversible jersey.
Yeah.
He's
ready to go. He's not going shirts or skins. He's going white or dark.
He's running hoops in his Hoka running shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know? what kind of running shoes are they, Oscar? Tell me.
Hokas.
They are Hoka. Okay.
He's still rocking those?
Yeah.
I love that I'm right, bro.
Yeah.
He shows up in his... Patagonia fucking
Fritos.
No, I get you. They just don't freaking fit me right.
Para gratis. It don't matter, man. You're running with them for 3 months, get another you.
Para gratis.
That's my man. Big Lou, your brother's been on the show a handful of times, man, now.
I know.
Once.
Wait, once. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Dude, your brother's pretty good on it. You're the first set of brothers to be on this show.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. I'll give that to you guys.
Kroos is not good on the mic.
I don't think so.
Nah, he'll bust it up.
No. Yeah. But what about Jeffers? You bring on your brother?
We got to get Jeffers.
Did you say...
No, I texted him to come tonight.
He has to be John Gruden the whole time.
No, we need to have him... Okay, so he does the best John Gruden. We all know that.
But does he only say Spider 2, White Banana?
No.
He goes on.
Oh, God. He'll start talking about Jaws and, you know, like, talk, you know...
Oh, he's got the whole
he'll
cast
do anything.
There?
What we got here? And he'll just go into whatever. But he does a great George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah,
he does a great... Bill Clinton. He does a great Eddie Murphy delirious, like to a T. So what I think we have to do is
we have to spice it up.
You have to get him in and out, and you have to have 3 or 4 beers prior.
10-4. A Friday night's probably easier for him.
Yeah, you can't keep him in one character the whole time. Not enough.
Okay.
But you can go back. Like, he can go in and out of character pretty good. Because we used to get him. He has one he does where it's George Bush, Obama, and John Gruden talking to each other. And he'll go back and forth.
Dude, your brother's the man.
That's great.
But yeah, it's intermittent. We got it on Christmas. And so that's when I texted you and Sean. I'm like, dude, Jeffers is in. We got to get him in character.
We'll get Jeffers in real quick. I'm sure this will be fun.
I want to be here for that.
Yeah, that will be a good one because we can get him going.
Absolutely.
That could be a weekend fest.
It should be. We'll try to get it on the weekend. I know we're going to be doing some other dual episode weeks. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But okay, second set of brothers. I don't have a brother. But we'll see how
you
it goes.
You got us, homie.
Yeah, I do got you. Oh, man. That's perfect.
We still love you.
See, if we get you right back.
I don't love your dog. That motherfucker jumped all over.
She just got spayed.
Well, fuck that shit.
She should have no energy.
She should have none.
No. They were like, it's going to be one way or the other. And that motherfucker just woke up and was like, I'm lighter.
She's got a cone on her head.
I wanted to get spayed.
I couldn't even fucking smack her because she got that damn cone on her head.
She's got the cone on. Oh, dude, and my kid got circumcised today. I got 2 surgeries in the family. I got my dog spayed.
Did you get circumcised too, finally?
Hey.
I told my wife, I was like, hey.
You still rocking the anteater, the aardvark?
No, man. So, you know what? I was talking to someone. They're like, dude, that's all bullshit. You don't need to get circumcised anymore. I was like, dude, they say it's like hygienic. You could avoid like some STDs or some type of irritations.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, man, it's all a joke. But I guess one of the main reasons is like, if you got a schlong, like the skin in the front might be too small to like retract the skin back, like when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason.
No, the main reason is you want your kid to look like you.
Well,
that's it. Daddy, why is your dick have a mushroom on it and mine is an anteater? I mean, that was my reasoning.
Oh, man.
Because Angela was like, no, we're not doing it. It's just not natural. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, if Jesus or God or Allah didn't want you to have a foreskin, he wouldn't have gave you one. Yeah. I was like, well, my shit looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I don't know if it was Jesus or Allah or just maybe nature created a set.
Well, then they also, I guess like in the 50s too, they're like, it prevents kids from masturbating. I'm like, they didn't slow me down.
No.
They didn't slow me down at all.
No.
But there's something about like taking your kid in to get his, you know, his dick sliced. But it happens so fast. They love first time.
It's quick. You hand him
over.
It's quick. Real quick.
You just got to make sure you clean that shit out so it doesn't get stuck and have a bad scar.
You put that, got to clean the diapers, make sure he's good, clean it the first time. But there was something that's just like, don't fuck. You look at the doc.
Don't cut my kid's dick off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey.
Don't John Bobbin him.
Don't fuck. Lorena, don't fuck this up. oh, dude, I know this is weird in more 90s drama, talking about the Bobbit thing, but it takes me to the brothers that killed their fucking mom?
Mendez.
The Mendez brothers?
Oh, nice.
They are on a Mark Jackson basketball card in the background.
No shit.
Yes. It's fucking hilarious. Really? Oh, yeah. It just came up today. Like, again, I was watching Bleacher Report or something. They're like, check out Mark Jackson's fucking player basketball card. There's the Menendez brothers right there.
No fucking
damn,
shit.
That's gotta be worth something.
Right? Fucking card, fucking collectors.
Murder.
Well, so they didn't cut your kid's dick off.
Oh, they did. Oh, not completely. They cut the dick.
They cut the skin.
Right, the foreskin.
Yeah, they didn't cut the dick off.
So hopefully old Cruz, he's looking sharp in a couple of fucking days.
Good.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Yeah, he'll be slanging that dick all over town about 15 years.
I'll fucking slobber that fucking Neosporin all over that shit. He'll be fucking good.
Vaporub.
Yeah. What is Vaporub?
Yeah, vapor rub.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I know we're off topic. So this motherfucker, we were at a coach's clinic like 8 years ago. And you're putting like Vicks Vapor Rub on your toenails to get rid of like the, you get yellow?
Yeah.
You yellow on it. And so I hadn't hit up Vicks Vapor Rub since like I was a kid, right? So then he tells me, he's like, no, my mom. and I tend to like, like wives' tales, I tend to like always dismiss them, right?
Yeah,
like as bullshit. Except when it comes from Maria Andrade, who was Oscar's mom. Maria Andrade is almost like a savant, a sage, have you. She's kind of always right on that shit. And so he's telling me,
Is she almost like the shaman type?
Yes, she's like a shaman.
She's a
so do it.
Does she use that Unyade Gato?
Well, go ahead, finish your.
Well, I was just saying, it got me back on Vicks Vapor Rub. I start researching online. I get a cold and a bad dry cough. Put that shit on at night.
Oh yeah.
Sleep like a baby.
Oh yeah.
Like
your back too.
So you need a human feet.
Yeah.
A cough.
So now I do it on your feet too.
Yes, sir.
And so now
for a cough.
Yes, oh yeah. Vicks Vapor Rub is in my travel bag. It's everywhere. My kids, we always do it. Vicks Vapor Rub, the best.
Oh, okay. So I'm so, Oscar. Tell me about the Uña de Gato. What's it called? The tiger bomb? What'd she use?
No,
okay. Vicks Vapor Rub.
Just Vicks. She only goes on the Vicks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because you know what's funny? It reminds me of, was it the Chris Rock, where everyone's like, put some Tussin on it.
Oh, Tussin. No, it's Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. The truth is Vicks.
Oh, dude, that's the truth.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
All right, people. Play some basketball. Get ready for this tournament and buy some Vicks.
Damn straight.
Yes, sir.
And big up to Vicks from King's Barbershop. This is another episode of Hold My Whistle. I'm Paulo.
Andrade.
Josh.
We're out.
Get the fuck out.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and